everyone. Welcome back to E-commerce AI, the Revenue Revolution. Today we are joined by Billy Wright. Billy has worked with websites since the late 90s and has been professionally working with an SEO for the last 15 years. He has worked within the entertainment industry, on political campaigns, and for the steel and auto industry for many companies across the globe. He is the senior SEO strategist for Direct Online Marketing, aka DOM, a full-service digital marketing agency headquartered in Pittsburgh and Wheeling, West Virginia. Direct Online Marketing has helped U.S. businesses export to over 150 countries based on their services, helping clients in a couple dozen different countries grow their businesses. He will be joining our CEO, Dr. Ari Khan, to discuss how AI is impacting the SEO industry. I'm going to let you two take it away now.
Thank you, Kristen. Billy, great to see you again. How are you doing?
Good. Great to talk with you.
I'm excited today because I really have not been able to keep up with everything that's happening over at Google. I'm sure I'm not alone. And to get a chance for you to teach me and to teach everybody else about some of the important things that we have to get ahead of. Artificial intelligence, we've been doing a ton on the site search side with large language models and generated content, even on the image side of it. But in terms of the way that we are approaching improving traffic by automatically generating keywords and content, sure. I don't know that that's really going to fly in the future of Google and SGE. Can you help us understand what's happening in this space? And then I'd love to just brainstorm with you for a bit as to where things sure. should be heading.
So I think the big deal with AI and search is that search engines are trying to keep people within their own platform moving forward. You know, the more that you're staying within Google, the more money Google is making because you're seeing more ads, you're staying within their environment, seeing the stuff that they're being paid to share with the world. When you leave Google and you go into other websites, they lose that. And so what they're trying to do in a lot of ways by putting AI into these search engines is keeping people within the home base. So if they can deliver content to a user based on the query that they have or the question that they have, summarize it for you and keep you in there, then they've saved that.
That makes a ton of sense, right? So when I'm Googling now and it's got, and Bing is doing a great job at this as well, giving you summarized results, you never actually have to leave Google in the first place, even get go to that, and then potentially not return to Google, which is obviously what they want.
Correct.
So how are they doing this and how do we make ourselves great in this modified environment with Google keeping you on their homepage?
So there's a lot there. So what Google is working towards right now and looks to be launching fairly soon is what's called Google SGE or Search Generative Experience. What essentially it is Google's AI that scrapes content around the web. And then when you ask a Google question like, what's the best pizza place near me? Or, you know, where can I get my haircut cheap around here? They're going to be pulling content they've created themselves as opposed to sending you to somebody else's website. They use the bots to crawl through just millions and billions and trillions of bits of information, whether it's through videos, through images, etc. Similar to how ChatGPT is working with OpenAI to deliver and create content for you. SGE will completely change the way people interact with the search engine. So rather than having all that real estate dedicated to links at the top, there's going to be a large section of content that Google has created. Sometimes that section will then repeat again following a few results so that you're continuously seeing Google's content as opposed to a lot of the other content across the web. Mm-hmm. How you game for that is very different than it was in the past. It's going to completely change SEO. There's a lot there to get into. I think one of the big things to keep in mind is that the way people have marketed their websites and done on-page optimization for time, you know, the beginning of actual SEO is going to completely change because you're not trying to game that first spot result really within Google. You're trying to give information to better the experience for both the user and the bot as it comes through and learns about your content. Yeah, there's a lot there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it occurs to me, and I want to talk about e-commerce as well. But before we go there, I think in terms of like, okay, I can have really great content on my site, content that Google recognizes great content, and then it shares my content. But what's in it for me if they don't come to my site?
I mean, that might be the shift that you have to look at. We're going to really nail publishers that are creating tons of content. People that create video game walkthroughs where they're having like a step-by-step of how to get something within the game, those people are going to get nailed by it because they're going to pull that content and directly share it within the search results. I think the big deal, like you started to talk about e-commerce, is how do you game your business site for that? So a lot of the publisher content, yeah, that's going to get pulled up there and pulled into the content they deliver. But when you're an e-commerce retailer, or say you're like a B2B business or a SaaS client, like how do you game your system for this? How do you optimize for this moving forward? You can't go after the informational content that you used to write a lot about. So, you know, a lot of SaaS companies would write blogs about who are the best blank cybersecurity providers or something like that, and then work themselves into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, SGE is smarter than that, and it's going to deliver its own information as it scrapes through. What you have to do now is really focus on why are you an authority for what you sell and what you do, and why should Google trust you over your competitors?
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Right. So one-off good information isn't going to cut it. You need to consistently build credibility with Google, and I guess a couple of slips, and all of a sudden you could lose it.
Yeah, I mean, the big deal is building authority. Like, how are you an authority? I gave a presentation a few weeks ago about SGE. And the thing I was really trying to stress to everybody that was there was that authority is everything. But not only is authority everything, but authority encompasses who you are, who the people are that work at that company, what the product is that you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
How people perceive it, and also what's the experience someone has when they come to your site. So, and we can get into a lot of the little nuances there, but, you know, in general, if a user is going to have a bad experience on your site, they're not going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
The bot is going to treat that similarly.
Right.
So if the bot comes into your site and it has a bad experience, it's going to assume a user is going to have a bad experience within the site as well. So that's going to impact your ranking moving forward.
Right.
Excuse me, though. Overall, authority. You have to give Google a reason to believe. Why should you rank above your competitors? What is it about you that's better than everybody else? And how can you make that so clear that the bot, which is like a 5-year-old walking through your website, can understand that?
Mm-hmm. Right. So if I'm an e-commerce site and I'm selling, you know, whatever, microphones and audio equipment as an example. So I'm going to have, I guess, I'll have to have descriptive information so that people can really understand what's the products are in my catalog and have better information about it in addition to pricing or like what, how I need to get someone to somehow go from Google to my site, to my shopping cart and check stuff out. Or maybe it's a one-click experience and they're buying it from Google. What do I need to do?
Yeah, I mean, what are all the things you can use to build up authority as to why someone should shop there? Mm-hmm. So having a better description of the product, you know, if you're selling like a Shure 57 microphone, all these people are selling Shure 57 microphones. Why should they go to your site? So you need to give that reason, you know, as part of the information about why to shop at your domain. You need to give people a better user experience there. When they go to a product page, can they clearly see pricing? Can they clearly see if there's a discount or a promo code? Are there reviews on those pages? Are those reviews lengthy? Do they look like they were created by bots, or do they look like they were real human beings that created those reviews?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are the dimensions there? Is everything about how the product was tested there? All those things will build it up. And then additionally, you know, in the background, tell Google information like, you know, we've been selling musical instruments for 25 years, the last 20 online, you know, show that you have this authority behind the domain. Those things are going to set you apart. Yeah. Descriptions, majorly huge. You have to really pack that description with well thought out optimizations, good quality content, but also have those testimonials and the other things that really bring people in and make them feel like they can trust you.
Has Google published metadata that you need for its bots to understand you better?
Yeah. So there's a variety of different things you can use, but schema data being a huge one. You know, all product pages on any e-commerce website should have schema data that describes what the product is, the product information, the SKU, the dimensions, whether it's in stock now or not in stock, prices. There's a lot of that data that already exists that you can just have implemented in your site by, you know, if you have an SEO, by your SEO. If not, sometimes you can get it through the CMS that you use, you know, plugins and such, but those things are already all available. You just need to give Google the information. Don't withhold it.
Right. And what about mixed media? Is that important as part of this?
Yeah. So having video and having images on your site are very important, especially if those are unique images that no one else has. That's going to really set you apart. Video is really important, especially as you get into the new version of, you know, the way the algorithm is working. Video seems to have a very large amount of importance when it comes to the search results. Additionally, if you can get those videos on YouTube, so you're promoting your product on YouTube and then linking back to the page, the product page of where to buy, that's extremely important. The more you can make yourself different and show that authority.
Mm. Boy, you know, I feel like, you know, right after the .com era, you didn't need to spend $500,000 on your website to create a competitive e-commerce site. This sounds expensive.
I mean, it's not. It's just basic stuff. I think the big thing that people do is they'll get a website, they'll get a template, put on the website, put a little bit of information and push it out. And then they wonder why they're not getting that visibility or getting that traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't withhold anything from this new version of Google. Give them everything they could ever ask for. The easier you make it for them, you know, the easier that they're going to crawl through your site and decide whether or not to show you over somebody else. And the same thing's going to happen for your customers, right? Like, you're giving that same information to Google that you're giving your customers. If you're giving them all the stuff they need to make a decision, you're going to look like you're way more authoritative than, you know, your competitors.
Uh-huh. And what about like ADA? Is that an important part of this as well?
Totally. Accessibility. Yeah. The more accessible your site is, the easier a human being can use it and the easier that the bot can get through it too. Because think about the bot as also kind of seeing things with a screen reader on a lot of the time.
Hmm.
So the easier that you can get from point A to point B through the site and know what those points are, the better it's going to be overall.
So how does direct online marketing help in this regard?
Okay. So I'm not really good with promo talk, but yeah, we handle SEO and web development for a number of different types of companies and clients. We work really hard on making sure that the sites that we work on are as close to SGE compliant or like future proof as possible. We've been doing that for a while because, you know, we've already had the theory that the bot is going to act like a person.
Mm-hmm.
So if the bot can come to your site and it has a bad experience, it's likely going to downrank you at some point. What we try to do with all of our clients is up that experience overall, make it faster, make it easier to get from point A to point B. Make it easier to understand what's being offered. Make sure reviews are there for products if a customer comes to a product page.
Right, yeah. Right. That's interesting. Reviews. That's a little bit of a eureka. All along, I've been thinking in terms of like just packing in content and making the content concise and clear and so mm-hmm. forth. But real authority is, I mean, mm-hmm. has a lot of different dimensions to it. And the reviews is certainly part of it. Does Google care where you get your reviews from? Does it have to be from a Google-based source or one of the top review sites? Or how's that fly?
So, I mean, Google loves reviews that are from Google. But Google also loves real reviews that are left on your website also. The more you can get people to leave real, honest reviews and it doesn't look like they've been gamified and it doesn't look like they've been paid to leave those reviews, you know, the better it's going to be overall.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest things that you can do in terms of authority is be honest. So if you have reviews on your site, there's no way 1,000 people are leaving a 5-star review of a product. You know, you have to mix it up. There's going to be people who had a negative experience, they left a review. There's going to be people that had a great experience, they left a review. And there's going to be people who left a one-star review and say this was fantastic because they didn't get it. But if you give those people the option to leave that content and to write about it rather just leave a star rating, they're going to work in keywords into those reviews too that you want them to hit kind of accidentally.
Right, right.
If back to the mixed media, if you're letting people upload their own images and their own like walkthroughs of how they use the product or a video of how they use the product, that's even better. You're getting that user generated content for free, you know, added to your site.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when is all this stuff happening? I mean, how mature is this right now and what's going to happen over next year or so?
So SGE, I think back in December, the date that they talked about it potentially going live was anytime now up until March. It hasn't gone live yet, but they've had some versions of it out in the public right now for the general public to test. And the experience people have had has not been very positive across the board. Right now, it's not completely explicit about when it's going to happen. A lot of people really thought that this week when Google I.O. was happening,
really?
That it was potentially going to go live. But that's just, you know, internal chatter among the SEO industry. It also, you know, we're recording this, you know, in the second week of May here.
13th.
Today, ChatGPT just launched a new version of ChatGPT, which looks to be a potential search engine at some point in the way it works. So it was kind of expected that that was probably going to happen right before SGE gets launched, but that remains to be seen. So short answer is we have no idea. Long answer is potentially in the near future.
So if I'm building out a commerce site, do I need to, would the expectation be that I'm creating the content or would my agency create it? Would direct online marketing be the content creator for me? Where's all this content come from?
That's a really good question. You know, so people, content is one of the biggest costs for people, you know, not just in terms of money, but also time too. It takes a long time to write written content, to get copy that's good, to get it reviewed, especially the back and forth process with a webmaster and like whoever's in charge of marketing, those kind of things. We handle content creation for many of our clients. I would say almost the majority of our clients, we do a lot of content creation for. We make sure that the content we create is unique 100% of the time, that it's you know, been run through a variety of tools to make sure it's optimized and also like really healthy. I think one of the big things people are doing right now, because they seem to think that they can't afford content creation, is they're just using ChatGPT and other AI tools.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, okay to an extent. Google knows that everybody is going to be using ChatGPT. In fact, you know, the majority of people that you know are probably are using it in some way for some use right now. The deal is you can't just take the content that it exports and put it right onto your website, because if everybody's doing that, everybody's going to have the same junk to Google.
Yeah, yeah.
So people that were taking tons of content and putting out tons of pages on the internet from ChatGPT without editing it whatsoever, their site started to grow really high this last year, and they got up and they peaked, and then they got nailed by an algorithm update that specifically went after people that are doing something like that. What you have to do, which is back to authority all over again, is you have to humanize the content that it gives you, make it be in your voice, make it be unique, give it some kind of information that only you have, so you again are setting yourself apart from your competitors. You can create content and scale with ChatGPT, and then you can edit it yourself, or you can ask an agency like Dom. We create content, you know, in large amounts of content for people, but you have to make sure that content is unique, that it's trustworthy, that there's some kind of authority behind it, because otherwise it's just the same garbage that everybody else is throwing on their website.
Right, right. Is Dom creating images and video as well, or copy?
So it depends on the client and the use case. We have capabilities for everything. We're full service. So we can create images. We can get videos created. And there are a lot of things we do in addition to that. We help clients who maybe have their own, you know, video production suite, but we can write scripts and we can give optimization to those videos. Images are another thing people really need to look out for with AI. So a lot of people are kind of bypassing paying for stock imagery or having their designer actually create something, and they're just using whatever AI generates. That's going to hit the same thing at some point. They're going to be able to pull that and go, you know, all of this was created en masse by AI. It has no authority. It has no real information setting it apart from anybody else. If you're doing that for product images, that seems like a really dangerous situation right now. If you're using AI to create product images or show your product being used by people, because, you know, it's not really happening. It's not being really used. And so therefore there's not a lot of trust behind what's being created.
Right, right, right. Okay. All right. If there's one thing, one takeaway for people, what should they be making sure that they get right in this new age of Google SGE?
I mean, it's the same thing I've been complaining about here the entire time, is that you have to show why you're different. Okay. So if you sell red widgets and your neighbor sells red widgets and a guy across town sells red widgets and you've all been in business the same amount of time, what reason does Google have to show you versus any of those other guys? Mm-hmm. What is it that sets you apart from them all? What's your authority over them? You know, is someone that works there an industry expert at Red Widgets? Make sure you tell Google about that. Tell users about that. Then you're showing that you have this, the brains behind what you're doing. You know, do you have better review scores than everybody else? That's great. Get that on the site. The other thing you have to really look at is, what's the experience to make a purchase? One thing that's coming up that people are not talking about maybe as much as they should is that there's likely to be a ranking change based on how long it takes for you to do something on a site. So there's been changes to Core Web Vitals, Google's, you know, one of the ways that they rank sites recently, and it measures how long does it take to add something to the cart on your site? How long does it take for you to get a video to play on that page? How long can you actually, you know, pay for something and get through that checkout process? All of that's going to eventually impact your ranking capability, because all of that impacts conversions. It all impacts users on your site and their performance. That's going to be, you know, another part of authority. Like, how easy is it to use your site compared to your competitors?
Right, right. Wow. It's amazing, because these are things that we need to always to focus on for humans. We just weren't being called out on it all that much.
Rich.
And now the algorithm is looking for the best human experience.
Yeah, it's kind of almost oxymoronic, right? Because it's AI is making it more human centric.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Billy, I really appreciate this. This has been incredibly informative for me personally, and I know for everybody. And Dom has been doing this for years, direct online marketing. Now it's getting real, and you got to do it right to stay in business and to be competitive. It's not going to cost an arm and a leg unless you don't do it. That'll cost an arm and a leg, because then you got to do it with no one coming.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, man. This was great.
Thank you.
I think this is my cue to pop in. I just wanted to thank you, Billy, for being on. And I wanted to ask you if there's any way that our viewers and listeners can contact you or find you after this podcast. Where can they go?
Yeah, just if you could just go to directom.com. That is Dom's website, direct online marketing. It's directom.com. Go there. You can contact us. We give out free audits for SEO, PPC.
All right.
Everything across the board, basically. And we can help you with whatever you need help with.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.